Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 25th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's gold coins. Central Bank Governor John Manguja told journalists that they have released the first batch of gold 2000 gold coins, which are worth more than 800,000 Zimbabwe dollars each, or 1,823.80 United States dollars.
Gold coins can also be purchased in domestic currencies such as the South African rand, Botswana pula, Australian dollar, British pound, and euro. The bank shall publish from tomorrow, 26th of July, 2022, the Mosotho Junior gold coin price by 8 a.m. on a daily basis, which are based on the previous daily London Bullion Market Association LMBA PM6 this afternoon, plus 5% to cover the cost of production and distribution of the gold coins. As you are aware, which I would advise you, the gold coins have the following specifications. Number one, limited in 1 ounce gold. For the time being, both might always increase the number of they reduce the weight so that it is everyone can also be able to purchase. So we say 1 ounce, a good quarter, and 3/4 as time goes. Metal, gold, there, and purity 22 carats, which is 91.67% purity. The diameter is 32 millimeters, and weight 33.93 grams, and the shape is round. So they look like this. So when you sell them, gold coins will be like this. In a plastic, of course, reserve bank plastic, and the gold coins will be like this. And this is definitely pure gold, minted, and distributed to Zimbabwe. This is what they look like. As we have advised you before, again, the gold coins, they can be used, they are for the limited asset status, meaning that they are limited. Prescribed asset status for those pensioners that want to buy them, the pension companies, they use the present asset status. Collateral acceptability, they are accepted as collateral if you want to borrow from a bank or from any person you can give them as a security, as a collateral. They are tradable, you can trade them in the market. They are serial numbers. The serial number is, by the way, is on the edge of this gold coin. The edge, there's a serial number there. So the first one will be say Z501. That will be the first gold coin. So we continue Z for Zimbabwe and 0005 zeros up to the number at the end. So that is in this bearer certificate here is security document. If you look at it, you see the security figures is what really advised in the press. So what we've done is that today we have gone through all the agents, all the banks. Most of our agents are banks.
That was Mr. John Manguja, Governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Manguja spoke with the VOA Zimbabwe Service Godwin Manguja soon after the release of the gold coins. Let's hear him explaining in Shona.
The product. You need a store of their money. So that is very gold coins. When my gold coins throughout the world, they are used as a store of value. They are used as a reserve asset. Meaning what is a US dollar, name gold coins, no fambirana, which is the Fumu Mari, Sakama gold coins, Joba Sarawa Town Zira, Saka Tutanga, $1,843 the coin. And I'll get $105,000 a coin machete. She never put pressure. My banks are not debit accounts. I'm going to cash out for my US. I'm going to get my gold. I'm going to get my US dollar. And I'll get my Zim dollars.
Diana, I'm going to get my gold coin. We are going to get my bank chete. I'm going to get my gold coin.
My banks are going to get my gold coin. I'm going to get my home link. My Orex come and zero. As we go forward.
Vagari vakasununguka here kutenga magold coins nemutengo wakataro nehurumende?
Yes, ndo chinongwa chinangwa chemagold coins anotengeswa neprize yeforeign currency ruling at the bank rate, which is ruling by a willing seller. Hatengeswi nepapa pari market kwete, this is ruling by a willing seller. Chirokuti izvo hakuna munhu fanira kutenga gold coin kune munhu anga achimubira mari achiti $600 or $700 vari kumabanks $41.
Asi gavhena, pane mukana here wekuti munhu anokambani kana kuti munhu ane mari yake yakawanda anokwanisa kutenga magold coins akati wandei
and all pays them
system
was the council taking them take over papers from my bins also going to put what the things away my gold coins are last. Then tomorrow don't know that things are saying don't know what's the wonder to the market but even that's a day with what's on the
road. Marco and a rest to see Gisa Retia the market going to the governor.
I don't know what you saw Kuva last week. Wadakaita mitemo yekupidza interest nemitemo yekuti magovernment suppliers ese anonga aita misikanzwa muno anovhara kuaccounts avo zvatobata retive zvatodzika. Saka yes, the answer ndeyekuti chokwadi magold coins achabata rate yenditsakwira nekuti apa munhu onga akapusa anogona kutenga mari inodhura iyo chibaribo unless munhu acho atopenga chete.
That was Mr. John Mangoshka, governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, and our correspondent, Ezra Chisaspanda, also spoke with Mr. Sifiso Nyati in Bulawayo about the gold coins.
My name is Sven, into my gold coins. Anga is this. Ngoba kule nkulumezibe engiziyiswa lapho ukuthi ile isetshenziswa kakhulu ngabantu abalama bank account. Ngingazi ukuthi thina is the ordinary people sile access inokuthi siwathole lati wasebenzisa
njona tsasa kuma over 1800 ungenelisa yini ukuthi wathenge wena?
Ah, ngakamba manga okwaka chase hayi inenge kakhulu. The ordinary person ngeke ayenelise ukuthi awathenge ama gold coin.
But bazamuthi bancediseke isimo sezomnotho lapha ukuthi libe le mali ungayithenga ungayithengisa kwamanye amazwe ungahlalo layo wona njengoba ikhona encane ubona njani?
Khona kulama risk awo amaningi ngoba usungakuthenga kodwa kungalahleka ucile suzibulehle. Yena into enhle kodwa khonoku sikhala kakhulu ukuthi imali yakhona too much.
So ya, ungayiboni imali yakhona ke too much, ubona ngani kwenzelwe ke laba balezimali lina lote lingela mali ke?
Ya, ngatsho njalo. At the moment laba bale mali baba le abakhwanisa abenelisana ukukuthemba. An ordinary person hayi kusaqhelile ukuqhelile kuyo.
Sikhale indaba yesecurity adikhuluma ngayo, nxa i-coin lezo ungazilahla kuzahamba kanjani?
Ya, khonapho yikho emfungo uzwisisisa khona ukuthi ma usuyilahlile uzancediswa yena ukuthi uyithole kumbe wena nguya kusuluzi.
Nxa ukhangelele wona unganika ithuba lokuthi ube layo uthini wena?
Wona ngumbona omuhle ngokubona kwami. Into enhle yinto yokuthi it's an investment yokuthi ugcine imali yakho. Singazi ukuthi in the long term kuzancedisa yini into ze-economy.
That was Mr. Sifiso Spanda, a Bulawayo resident, speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe's Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Namhla zulukandaba sixoxa ngodaba lwama gold coins ethulelwe uZulu uMnumzana John Mangoja, usibalukhulu webhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Mangoja uthi okwamanje kulama gold coins azinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 ezibiza imali engange 1823.80 US dollars imali iyodwa. Mangoja uthi ulakho ukuyithenga emabhanga imali le njalo kuyisebenzisa ukwezithi uthole izikwelede. So yikho konke lokho ke zulukandaba. So for more details on this issue, we reached Mr. Dan Moyo, a political activist living in the United States of America. I hope Mr. Moyo is on the line right now. Welcome to the show, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you, Kips. Ngiyabonga.
Yes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. So in English, can you tell us what's your opinion about these gold coins?
Well, the situation, in most cases, financial assets, one, they have to come from a trustworthy source. Unfortunately, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has lost all credibility, in my opinion, in terms of being, one, the lender of last resort, as well as being really an institution that can safeguard one's assets. Many Zimbabweans over the years have lost millions of dollars of their monies that they had deposited with the Reserve Bank. We have seen situations where the Reserve Bank has even gone into people's personal nostro accounts and retrieved and took out U.S. dollars. And we've seen situations where people have put in their deposits as U.S. dollars only to be told that they cannot withdraw them as U.S. dollars. So in my opinion, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has lost all credibility.
But but according to the Zimbabwean government, this is an attempt to actually beat inflation, you know, at the end of the day, and people to actually accumulate wealth. You can use that to make it some kind of collateral. So that's the kind of thing.
But that's what I'm saying. People have lost their assets in the Reserve Bank. So there is no, at this point, in my opinion, there is no credibility. There is nothing the U.S. Bank, the Reserve Bank has done that can assure people that their investments are safe. We are talking of an institution here where wealth has been lost by depositing any form of asset with them. It's either they've cut zeros in the past, and people have lost millions. So the people have lost confidence in investing such kind of monies with the Reserve Bank. So even if this was a good move by them, but the trust is not there for the people to believe that if you buy those gold coins today, next week they'll still be available, safe, and with the same value, or you can easily lose your money in this instance.
Given an opportunity, Mr. Moyo, to actually purchase these gold coins, what would you do?
I wouldn't buy from the Reserve Bank personally. I don't. They have no record. They have no track record of being a good steward of people's assets. So I don't have any good reason to think that it will start today.
Some people in ZANU-PF will argue that maybe it's because you have been associated with the opposition, so you won't allow to yourself to have anything to do with the government, present government.
I think this has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with facts, and the fact that people have lost their shares by trusting the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. It's not a trustworthy institution at this point. And if you are to deal with issues of finances and investments, you have to have a credible and trustworthy organization, institution to put your money in. And the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe fails that litmus test, in my opinion.
Yeah, nxa singakhuluma ngesintu kodwa wena ubona ngazani kuyinokwangakwenza ukuthi ungathengi imali le. Imali enhle phela ligolide lapho esikhuluma ngalo baba Moyo. Akunjani?
Yebo, imali enhle kodwa lapho lithenga khona okokuqala and lalapho elizogcinwa khona ngoba ngithe ma ngilandelisisa udaba lolu kukhanya ungathi uzofika nobanikeza imali yakho bona bazokugcinela lelo golide lakho and then uzoba lakho ukuthi ma usufuna ukulithengisa ungalithengisa. But i-problem esilayo yukuthi i-Reserve Bank eZimbabwe ayithembakali. Abantu abaningi sebalahlekelwa ngumnotho over the years ngokuthemba i-Reserve Bank eZimbabwe. Umangunja ngokwakhe akala credibility. Umangunja wathi yena the time anvela ama-bond notes ukuthi ama-bond notes la angafeyila yena uzoresign. Ama-bond notes la afeyila kudala then failed to maintain i-value yayo one-to-one with the US dollar. So uzomthemba kanjani umuntu ofana lo mangunja okhuluma amanga egcekeni ilanga libalele?
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. That was Mr. Dan Moyo, a political commentator or political activist living in the United States of America. For those that have just joined us this show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms. In Harare today, Senator Oliver Mandishona Chidau was laid to rest at the National Heroes Acre, and Mr. Chidau was Harare resident minister. Speaking at the National Shrine, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said Chidau was a great leader and working hard to spearhead development in the country's capital, Harare. So, yeah, let's say, I think we've got another guest that has actually joined us, but before we go that, if we go to that extent, let's see other issues on the menu. Opposition parties in Zimbabwe's political actors dialogue have been doing a lot in Zimbabwe in terms of fighting for political space. We know that there are a lot of things that have to be done in Zimbabwe right now. But let's take a short break, and then we are going to come back to this issue concerning opposition parties and others. Now I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Frank Guni. Mr. Frank Guni is a Zimbabwean living in USA, and he is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Welcome to the program, Mr. Guni.
Thank you, Mr. Duwe, and greetings to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. Now let's talk about gold coins. So there are new gold coins in the market. Tell us a bit about this.
Well, I think it's an interesting innovation. I mean, gold has been used throughout the ages and around the world as a reserve currency. It does not depreciate. It stays there and it's solid. And I think it's a great innovation. We hope that this is the first step in stabilizing our economy in Zimbabwe. And hopefully, once it takes off, people will realize that this is not a gimmick. This is a genuine well thought out process.
So now, looking at what is going on, Mr. Guni, we know that there is high inflation in Zimbabwe. And how is this going to stabilize hyperinflation?
Well, for starters, there's high inflation in every country in the world, be it the United States, the United Kingdom, the entire European Union, China, everywhere. There is high inflation everywhere. So it's not just about Zimbabwe. Let's get that right. Secondly, gold, like I said, is a non-depreciating currency. If you have gold, you know that it's something solid. This is not paper money. This is not virtual money that you don't see. We do believe that once people start trading in the gold coins and they realize that the value is not depreciating, it will stabilize the macroeconomic conditions in Zimbabwe, because the biggest problem we have in Zimbabwe economically right now are macroeconomic, and people have no confidence in the financial sector because of the policies that have been in place in the past. And, of course, we have a high demand of foreign currency on the black market and so forth. But if we go back and say, go back to the focus today, which is the gold coin, it is something that's solid, that you know it's there and you know its value.
Yes, so now, but looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe, is it possible really to do exactly what you're saying, because at the end of the day, this money is going into other people's pockets, right? Is it going into the market, or somebody has to have something being stored in a bank, and that's his own kind of property?
Well, I mean, the policy is quite clear. That's why the government has publicized the policy and the modus operandi for trading in the gold coins. Mind you, nobody is being forced to go and trade in the gold coins. Nobody is being forced to buy coins at all. Our Mosia Tinya gold coin, it has actual value. It's all in the public sphere. The government has showed everyone the market value of the current gold coin as of today, and those who are willing to buy can buy it. Nobody is being forced. But the point is, unlike virtual currency, which you cannot see or which you cannot touch, this is real currency. Unlike currency that you have to go to carry with you to go and exchange with yet another currency in order to purchase ABCD, you don't have to do that with the gold coin. You know it's there, you can show your certificate, you can show its value, and you can trade in that. It's as simple as that. And once that starts to permeate into the rest of the society in Zimbabwe, people will slowly begin to regain confidence in the financial sector, and trade will stabilize. The problem is we have too much speculation right now because the black market is pretty high, and people are buying a lot of foreign currency on the black market. With the gold coins, you can't do that because it's a wholly different mechanism. However, like I said, we will be the first to admit that this is the first step in stabilizing the economic situation in Zimbabwe, dealing with the macroeconomic conditions first. But it's a long process. It's not going to happen overnight. We really need to make sure that our people gain confidence back into the banking system, back into the financial sector. That's the only way we can stabilize our economy and also increase production.
But bauni banbaro kuti ifecha fecha kai vauti abana zviri kubuda because ma pon notes ato dirika saka kwakuya izvi havasi kutemba.
Zvasiyana ne bond note. You can put a bond note in your coin and take it kumushikashika and buy my tomatoes or whatever you want to buy in Bambaila and Amalasha and so forth. But this is very different. The gold coin, you don't put it in your pocket. That's why it's reserved. It's going to be kept there. The government, hurumende yedu yabudisa pachena kuti harisi goridhe ratinokupa kuti unobvawaisa muhove wofamba naro uchitenga fodya. Aiwa kwete. Unonga uchiudza kuti value yegoridhe rako imari yakati. Ukautora chitupa chako or certificate yako unogona kuenda trade na kana kundoita pamusika wemari kana pamusika wezvekutengesa uchishandisa value iyoyo. Munhu anenge atorawo value yacho anenge achiona kuti value yacho iripo, goridhe rakachengetwa ririko, rinozikanwa kuti ririko, hapana kubirana apa, zvinhu zviri pachena. Saka tinoda kuti vanhu vanzi and regai ndidzokorere ndichiti hurumende haisi kumanikidza kuti munhu wese anofanira kunge achitenga goridhe here, anofanira kunge achitenga magoridhe. Okay. Otherwise, kana makorokoza anaro goridhe, you can just go and buy from makorokoza if you want.
Yeah, okay. Just hold on there, Mr. Frank Kuni. Let's bring back Mr. Dan Moyo. So, Mr. Moyo, it seems as if, Mr. Kuni is saying this is an attempt to revive the economy that is almost comatose now. Do you agree with him?
Well, like I said, the intent is good. Is the people who are executing this investment project that are questionable. I have said that Mangunja himself is a questionable character and is the one heading the Reserve Bank. There is no confidence from the public that anything that Mangunja touches is going to succeed. So the messenger is very wrong in this instance because he has failed dismally in his role as the governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And therefore, for him to think that this time around, when he comes up with an idea like this, that the people will just buy into this idea coming from him is a non-starter, in my opinion, because of the colossal failures we have seen emanating from the Reserve Banks under Mangunja's directorship.
But Mr. Moyo, indications are that the government is trying to solve a big issue here, inflation. So if you've got that gold coin and it is in the bank, which means that you've got some gold-related money that is in store, and you can use it to, you know, buy some other stuff. Like, if ever you want land, you can use it as collateral. If you want cows, you can do the same. So what's wrong with that?
Mr. Dube, it is indeed a noble idea. Unfortunately, the unscrupulous characters behind it, the ones who are the messengers, are not trustworthy. Mr. Dube, if you know that I am a corrupt individual, I'm a fraudster, and I'm telling you, invest your hard-earned dollars in my enterprise, with that kind of background, there is no way you are going to do that, because that's like throwing your money away. If the government was serious, first it has to strengthen our institutions, and individuals like Mangunja have to go. I do not understand how, if it was a private enterprise, if you are a CEO of a failing organization such as the Reserve Bank under Mangunja's leadership, by now he would have been fired. So if the government is serious to start off with, and wants this to be a success, it has to get rid of individuals like Mangunja from heading such institutions.
Yes, let's get... thank you so much. Let's get a reaction from Mr. Frank Kuni. But Mr. Kuni, take into account that people don't trust your government and your party to do some of these things. They remember pretty well, some of them are saying, like what Mr. Delmoyo is saying, you are totally untrustworthy.
Well, I don't know which people you're talking about, because we can also tell you that ZANU-PF has the largest majority in parliament. Those people trusted us, they voted us. And ZANU-PF is the president of the country. We are governing the country because we got the mandate from the people. So I don't know which people you're talking about. It's a democracy. It's okay. We don't have to have everyone in our corner. That's the value of democracy. We welcome people who criticize us. But let's focus on the issue here. The focus is not about Mangunja. The statements by my friend and colleague here, Mr. Moyo, are political. He wants Mangunja gone. That has nothing to do with the gold coin. The gold coin is a policy that has been put together by the government of Zimbabwe. Cabinet debated it. They approved it. The Minister of Finance is involved in all this. It's not about individual characters. Yes, he may not trust Mangunja. That's fine. People might have a different opinion about the governor of the Reserve Bank. That's fine. We are not worried about that. But here we are talking of a government policy and a government monetary policy. Here we have a gold coin, which he admits. It's a noble idea. We are not worried about whether people like Mangunja or trust him or not. That's not the issue here. The issue is we are trying to stabilize the economy in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Frank Kuni. Thank you very much. You've got the last word, Mr. Tenmoy. 30 seconds.
Yes. Unfortunately, as noble an idea as it is, under the current circumstances and the failures we have seen emanating from the Reserve Bank under Mangunja's leadership, there is no trust from the populace and any investor and other investors from outside to believe that these gold coins will be safe to start off with under Mangunja's hands. There is no way I see those gold coins being safe. Most people will go back there and find that those gold coins are gone, because you cannot.
But they are not in Mangunja's hands.
Whose hands are they?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I think we're getting some kind of getting warmed up, but time is not on our side. Thanks to our guest, Mr. Tenmoyo, of he's an independent activist, and Mr. Frank Kuni. And we thank the listeners at home. Let's make another date next week. Signing off, this is Kip Stube in Washington. Good night.